Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Scientists have been studying the mysterious deaths of seals off the coast of New England. Last fall, 162 dead young harbor seals washed up on the beaches of Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Researchers now say the seals were killed by a new strain of influenza. In a paper published this week in the journal MBio, scientists say the virus evolved from a strain of bird flu and then gained the ability to spread from seal to seal.
Now, this is a source of concern because 3/4 of infectious disease in humans have come from animals, so scientists are studying this latest virus very carefully. Among them is Dr. Simon Anthony with the Center for Infection and Immunity at Columbia University. He co-authored the report and joins us now. And Dr. Anthony, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us first what happened to these young seals, what we know about this.
Around September time, our colleagues at the New England Aquarium, they started noticing an increase in mortality of young seals. They were sort of seeing a lot more young seals dead on the beaches with no apparent trauma. They didn't seem emaciated in any way. So outwardly, they actually looked quite fine, other, of course, than the fact that they were dead. And this is always a red flag for us when we're thinking in terms of infectious diseases, when you have a young animal that hasn't starved to death. And so we decided that we needed to proceed with disease screening on those animals.
And so you found that this was a strain of bird flu that had actually infected these seals and then somehow gained the ability to move from seal to seal, right? And so this is a source of some concern.
Yeah, well, we had two questions, really. The first was, of course, where did this virus come from? And then the other one, how did it initiate the infection in the first place and start spreading, you know, animal to animal, or seal to seal, rather? And so we looked at the genetic sequence of the virus, and that really told us that it came from birds. It was almost identical to avian influenza that we see in North American ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we wanted to look at how this virus may have actually spread throughout this population. And we noticed some interesting characteristics in the genome. The virus seems to have acquired the ability to actually use both mammalian and avian receptors. Now, these receptors are components on the surface of cells that allow viruses to actually initiate infection. And influenza viruses, you know, they generally, if they infect birds, of course, use the avian receptor, and if they infect mammals, they use the mammalian receptor. And here we seem to have a virus that is infecting seals that can actually use either.
I see. Now, is this, is one of the reasons that this discovery is significant is that this new strain of flu could eventually affect humans?
Well, I think it's a very important point to make that we have absolutely no evidence that this virus can infect people.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the H3N8 viruses that we know about so far have ever done so. Currently, we only know about H3N8 viruses in birds, in horses, and in dogs, and none of those viruses have ever spilled over. So our interest in this is actually less really about the direct implications for human health and more about what we can learn about how viruses actually adapt when they jump from one species into another. We really actually understand very little about the process of disease emergence.
Hmm.
And so that's really what we're trying to learn here. We're trying to learn about, you know, what can happen to viruses when they do jump from one species into another.
I see. Now, are we seeing more of these diseases, these viruses jump from one species to another? Is that something that we're observing more of?
We are observing more of it. It certainly has always happened, but we now live in a very globalized world, of course, and humans are having a very dramatic effect on the environment. You know, I mean, when you think about it, we've removed half of the world's forests. You know, we introduced domestic animals into close proximity with wildlife. We hunt wildlife and extract it from forests for pet trade or for food. You know, we as people have created so many opportunities for viruses to actually jump from one species into another. And then, of course, we have aeroplanes which fly all over the world. And so, you know, the world is a much smaller place now.
Much smaller place, more opportunities for these viruses to move around. Simon Anthony, thanks so much for helping us understand a little bit more about this. We're very grateful.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Simon Anthony is with the Center for Infection and Immunity at Columbia University. He's co-author of a study in the journal MBio about a new flu virus that jumped from birds to seals.